From every ruin, life springs up again, and everything that dies is born again. Isabel Eberhardt. You're listening to The Quieted Mind. Those of you who, like me, live in the Northern Hemisphere, recently observed the arrival of spring. Where I live, in Florida, the change of seasons is not quite as pronounced as in areas that are farther north. So I imagine many of you listening are very excited for the warmer temperatures and the return of colors as grass, trees, and flowers once again make their presence known. Of course, the grass, trees, and flowers have always been with us, haven't they? When last summer turned to autumn, and the leaves and petals began to fall away, and the grass turned brown and gray, when ice fell from the sky and snow covered the ground, the grass, trees, and flowers did not cease to exist. They were just resting, pretending to die, as Thich Nhat Hanh would have said, only to return to us the following spring. So, as we move into spring, let us welcome these things back into our consciousness like an old friend. Let's say to the flowers and leaves, "It's nice to see you again." As we welcome spring as a harbinger of renewal and rebirth, let's also appreciate the ways in which the changes in our own lives can be a form of rebirth. Just as the cells in our body are continually dying and being reborn, relationships, homes, jobs, and any number of other things that can change in our lives can be welcomed as elements of rebirth in our lives. Change can be difficult. When conditions in our life change like the seasons, it can sometimes feel as though our own personal winter will never end. But if we practice awareness of the impermanence of all things, as we fully inhabit and acknowledge our current suffering, we can have confidence that this too will pass, that winter will end, that the clouds will move out of the sun's way, and the grass, trees, and flowers will bloom and grow again. Let's meditate together. If you have the time and space to sit and rest for the next few minutes, go ahead and find a comfortable and sustainable position. I prefer to sit on a cushion, but you may like a chair or couch or to lie down. If you do not currently have the time or space to meditate, feel free to pause this and pick it up at a later time. Once you have found a comfortable position, you may close your eyes or keep them open slightly and focus them on an object that will help you avoid distraction while you practice. Now, take a deep breath in and exhale. Take another deep, mindful breath. And let it go. Breathing in, I know that I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know that I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, I know that all things are impermanent. Breathing out, I welcome spring as a reminder of renewal and rebirth. In, impermanent. Out, renewal and rebirth. For the next few minutes, continue to watch your breath. If you would like to use a centering phrase to keep you mindful of the practice, think or whisper renewal and rebirth as you breathe in and out. If your mind wanders or you become distracted, simply observe this and return to the breath. Take note of how it feels when the air enters and leaves your body, the quality or depth of the breath. We aren't striving for a specific result here other than to rest and breathe mindfully. The purpose of sitting is to sit. The purpose of breathing is to breathe. Fully inhabit this moment as you sit and breathe. I will mind the time, and at the end, I will sound the bell to close out our practice together. Thank you for joining me for this meditation practice. I hope you find it beneficial in your own life as you learn to fully inhabit the present moment, breath by breath. May you be safe, may you be happy, and may you be free.